The Lord be with you.
And also.
Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 25, reading from verse 14.
Glory to God.
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability, and then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also he had gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, those servants returned and settled accounts with him. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I will be back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is the gospel of Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This parable this morning is emphasizing a master going away and leaving his servants with responsibility to fulfill. Again, there is a long time to wait, and the issue is, who will be ready for the master's return? This parable suggests what that readiness must be. It is not to be in passive waiting, but in getting on with the job and making the most of the opportunities entrusted to us. The description and the definition in this context is simply the name of a very large sum of money, and in modern terms, equivalent to several thousands of rands. It is this parable which has given the word a metaphorical meaning, as it has been supplied to God-given gifts and abilities which we are responsible for using. But also in other commentaries, it describes the talent not as a coin, but rather a weight, and therefore its value obviously dependent on whether it's copper, gold, or silver. But there can be no doubt that originally in this parable, the whole attention is rooted in the useless servant. There can be little doubt that he stands for the scribes and the Pharisees and for their attitudes to the law and the truth of God. The useless servant buried his gift or his talent in the ground in order that he might give it back to his servant, sorry, to his master, exactly as it was. And the whole aim of the scribes and Pharisees was to keep the law exactly as it was, and in their own phrase, they sought to build a fence around the law. But so many times we have heard this parable. We have heard several sermons on this parable. I even found a few in my file, and I was very tempted to use one of them again. But somehow the author is forcing us to look deeper, and the word value stood out for me. Because obviously we are asking what the servant was doing. Was the servant lazy? Was the servant cautious? Was he just safe with the talent or the gift that he received? Well, we can interpret this the way we want to. And I mentioned earlier about the value depending on whether it was copper, silver, or gold. But now the question is, do we really understand the value of our gifts and talents? The gifts and talents that were entrusted to us. Because you see, my friend, sometimes we get angry at people for not pulling their weight. Sometimes people are getting angry at us for not making a contribution. And when I'm talking about a contribution, it doesn't necessarily mean monetary wise. But little we know that maybe, just maybe, we do not understand, or they do not understand, the value of our own talents or their talents, or our own gifts or their gifts. And maybe we are all still trying out or figuring out what our talents or gifts are. Because if we do understand If we do understand the value of our talents and our gifts, if we are aware, if we are content with what we are supposed to do, will there still be competition? Will there still be rivalry amongst us? Because if we know exactly the value of our talents and our gifts, then we will have peace within us, and we will exact each of us are supposed to do. God entrusted so much to us, and are we really the stewards that we are supposed to be? We are once again on the eve of our dedication Sunday. Do I just complete the form because I'm supposed to, or because I have to? Or do I really pray to God for guidance and wisdom? It is okay if you haven't figured out your talent or your gift. It is okay if you are still on your journey. You do not have to be ashamed. But you see, the trick about this is that we mustn't sit back and wait until we find that out, because it's all about the effort that we put in while we are waiting. And until we find it, until it comes, we will fully understand the value of our gifts and our talents. For some of us, it takes years. For some, it happens overnight. And blessed are those who already discovered their gifts and talents. As long as we are using it to the glory and kingdom of God. Like the third servant, we sometimes do not recognize the master's intention, and we also sometimes opt for safety instead of service. Hoping to avoid doing anything wrong, the servant finished up by not doing anything. And there are a few lessons that we can learn from this parable. That God gives us different talents and gifts, and therefore there is no need for competition. There is no need for rivalry. I just thought about it this morning, and I'm just making an example. I am not a person who can arrange flowers. I will buy flowers, put it in a vase, and that is it. Because I know that is not my talent. That is not my gift. There are people who can do that. All that I can do is appreciate the arrangement. Also, that the reward of work well done is still more work to do, and that when we do our work well, when we use our talents and our gifts well to the service of God, God will entrust more and greater responsibilities to us. It also lays down a rule of life, which is universally true. To him who has more will be given more, and he who has not will lose even what he has. Which means if a person has a gift and exercise it, they are progressively able to do more. But if a person has talent and do not exercise it, they will inevitably lose it. It is the lesson of life that the only way to keep our gifts and our talents is to use it in the service of God. and in the service of our fellow Christians. I was watching a movie, and it's an Afrikaans movie, and the title is Dominitini. And it's all about the challenges in the church and the challenges that the congregation is giving him, the challenges that the council is giving him. And he was so caught up in all of this that he lost himself. His family even didn't recognize him anymore. He didn't have time for his family. And one morning, as he was walking towards the pulpit, he stood still and he said to the congregation, and I have to tell this, say to you in Afrikaans, because it wouldn't have that much of an impact. And he said to the congregation, gemeente, vanoggend kan ek nie vir julle preek nie, want ek is skaam, want ek is verlore. And he needed to rediscover himself. He needed to rediscover his talents and his gifts. And what he did was, just down the street from the church was a shelter. And they never went to see those people. They never went to go and have a service with that people. So he took his family, and after the service, they gave all the people from the shelter a cup of tea and something to eat. Some of the congregation members left because they didn't want to be part of this. But the point I'm trying to make is, we need to be open. We need to be open for transformation. We need to rediscover our gifts. We need to be the change that we want to see. Because at the end of the day, if we are like the scribes and the Pharisees that would build a fence around the law and just wanted things to stay the way they are, how is the kingdom of God going to be grown? So the challenge and the question to you and I today is, do we know what the job is that we are supposed to do? Do we use the talent and the gift that God has entrusted to us? Are we using it fully to the service of God? Amen.